Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast. We're on show number 8 this week. I'm Simon Head, and joining me...
8 this week? We've not done 7 already this week.
This is very true.
All right, I like this it, week, 8 this week. We are working for our listeners.
On Monday.
8th of the week.
On Monday. It's the 8th attempt. Show number 8, I'm Simon Head, and joining me back from Magaluf is Mr. Jim Staples.
Hello there.
And off the bench this week to...
off the bench, Jimmy S.
That's
Jimmy,
a nice suntan. Is it cloudy?
Yeah, I didn't really see
Jimmy Sheridan is here, who claims to support Watford and Liverpool, which we'll ask him about in a minute. But we'll just quickly kick off...
You're going to mention that no one else is here?
No one else is here,
yeah.
Jim.
Absolutely. Stuart's on holiday.
Ferdinand's quite off sick.
Yep.
Stu is parts unknown on holiday. Simon Pitney, I think, is still in France. So we're down to two.
It's the bare bones.
We are, yeah, very much so. Very much so.
If we were Middlesbrough, we would have just forfeited this game. We'd have said, sorry, we can't turn up.
We should have turned up.
Who was manager there? Was it
Robson?
Robson.
Brian Robson.
Do you remember that? League
Years
Cup
ago.
Just
Brian
went,
Robson. No, I can't bother.
Got no players, we won't turn up.
Can't do it.
First
Gillingham
first
won.
We'll talk about. Gillingham won.
Gillingham won again. What? First time this season.
First score 1-0.
2-0.
2-0.
Yeah. We needed to be given 2 penalties, one of which we missed, but we won 2-0. Chris Palmer, he's got himself back in the team. He's our top goal scorer now. I think he scored 3 or 4 for the season now. So
yep.
He's done well. He stabbed one in at the back stick, which Mr. Ferdinand will be very appreciative of. And he scored.
That's one win from the podcast. How did your boys get on? Peterhead
actually drew 0-0.
Okay, that's an improvement.
That's a result.
It's a clean sheet.
It is a result because they were playing Livingston, who are top of the league. They're a full time outfit, whereas Peterhead are semi pro. And unfortunately, even though it was like a draw was a positive result because they were expected to lose that game, because of the draw they ended up dropping down a place and they're now bottom of the table in Scottish Division 2. But that was a positive result. Apparently Peterhead should have had at least one penalty. There were 2 late penalty claims turned down by the ref. There was a handball and Dennis Wynes there, our leading goal scorer, was held back as he was about to shoot on goal. Wasn't given, but yeah, they dropped bottom of the league. But a 0-0 draw, but it's a good result. They've got the semi-finals of the Alba Challenge Cup, which they got to last week. The draw's been made, and they're going to be at home against Queen of the South, or mid-table in Scottish League Division 1. Saturday, October the 9th.
I heard you said you're going up if they get to the final. That's a big shout.
We don't know where the game's going to be.
I don't care.
Yet.
I heard on the last podcast when I wasn't here, I listened to it, and you said I'm going up if they get to the final.
Yeah,
I can't backtrack on that.
No, I'm going. I'm going to go.
It's worth the trip. Because apparently, my mate lives and works in Aberdeen. They've got macaroni cheese pie up there. Now that's worth a trip alone.
Yeah, to be fair. Actually, I'll come.
And okay. Also lasagna pie.
Lasagna,
I like the Scots
pie.
They put a
lasagna
dish inside a pie. Yeah, lasagna pie.
So just lasagna with
lasagna
pastry on it.
It's like, what do we like? Well, we like lasagna, but you can't just carry it around in your hand, can you?
I think it's genius idea.
Encase it in pastry, job done. A little foil tray.
Yeah, you've got tenants in one hand, lasagna pie the other.
I'd like to take that over to the Italians. Yeah, your lasagna's good, boys, but what you want to do is get some puff pastry around
we've made some gravy.
This is my mate, Frey Bentos. He's improved your lasagna. Yeah. To deal with it.
Excellent. Okay, you've just stated that you're obviously going to be coming to this game as well if we get to the final.
Possibly.
Yeah. Hastings United, Jim, how do they do, mate?
Very disappointing news. They're out of the FA Cup.
What?
Yeah, which is bad news all round because the money it generates for smaller teams like that as well is phenomenal.
Yeah, they get a few grand each
round.
Yeah,
they get just a bit. They get money just for playing it, but if they go through to the next round, they get sort of a few grand and stuff like that. They lost to Bognor Regis Town 3-2.
Right.
And it started so well, they were 2-0 up. Russell Eldridge scored from a free kick, and then Jono Richardson, who's a player we haven't heard of yet, because he made his debut.
Is his name Jono, or is his name John O. Richardson?
I think it's Jono, J-O-N-O, or something like Jono, or whatever, I don't know. He doubled the lead, making it 2-0, and then they just capitulated. Bonnery just got one back in the 40th minute, and then the winner was actually in the last minute as well, 90th minute. And you'd think if they'd drawn 2-2, they probably would have done him back at the pilot field.
Taken back to the pilot field,
Really just
it's a long away trip as well.
Oh, yeah, it's a very long away trip. And I was chatting to my mate down there, Sean, who helps out with the website, runs the website, in fact. And we were talking about what they'd done in the FA Cup before.
Mm.
They actually, because my dad mentioned, Jules fans don't like Swindon Town. My dad mentioned, I think Hastings beat Swindon once. They did. They had a great couple of runs back in the day. This was when they were known as Hastings United, so slightly different than Hastings Town team. In 1953-54, they beat Swindon 4-1 at home in the second round, and then drew with Norwich in the third round proper, which is not bad for a team like that. A year later, 54-55, They reached round three and only lost 2-1 to Sheffield Wednesday, who were at the time in the top league. So getting to the third round and only losing to Sheffield Wednesday 2-1. Since then, I think they keep going out in the first round as well. They've not had much luck.
I think the game's a lot stronger at non-league level than it ever has been.
Yeah.
I think it's a much stronger game now.
Yeah. It's disappointing because I'd have loved them to have a cup run.
It'd have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been really good. And they've got recent history in it as well. I think in about 2002, something like that, 2003, they got to the first round proper and played Stevenage, I think it was.
Right.
So I think that was their last decent sort of cup run in the FA Cup, but it does mean so much in terms of money and revenue. You can't underestimate it.
No.
So they're out, but at least, I mean, they can push on in the league now.
Yeah.
Still doing alright in the league, obviously, so we'll see.
Yeah, no, I think this should be good. And there's another side that we need to talk about. The team that we are soon to be...
Well, the kit's on order. We had to wear a crap Kips the kit at the weekend.
This is Riverside FC.
Yeah, we had to wear a blue kit at the weekend. It wasn't very nice, and the players didn't really like it that much, but they had to deal with it. So we lost 1-0, unfortunately, in our first game. But we had no forwards. I mean, we played with forwards, but they weren't
forwards.
Sounds like Osijek. Yeah, no, yeah. We had basically two centre-backs playing up front. They did all right. They ran around a bit. One of them's got a big head, put his head on the ball a couple of times. One of them's got a massive nose. He just got that in the way of the ball. But yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great, to be honest. Mm. But not a bad start. 1-0 with no forwards. It's a solid base. It was a 0-0 game, really. It was one moment of genius from their right winger, won the game for them. Okay. But once we get the kit on, we'll be doing a lot better.
And remind us, what's going to be on the front of that kit, Jim?
Yeah, footballpubcast.co.uk. You've sorted out the deal with the logo.
Yeah.
So I was going to say it's going to be available in shops, but it's not, is it? We can maybe get it by the end of the season.
It might be. Who knows? I mean, it might be that we can get some of these shirts available.
But I just like the fact...
If you want to buy a Riverside shirt with a Football Pubcast logo on it, send us an email to banter@footballpodcast.co.uk and we'll accept all major credit cards and pounds sterling as
but
well.
It's quite nice that we're now covering a team. We've got Champions League, we've got Kay at the Champions,
League. I need to talk to you about this,
and then we're Champions League right down now to Saturday League football. It's beautiful. It brings a tear to my eye sometimes, Jimmy.
That's genius.
Yeah. But it's good. You mentioned in the Champions League, I had a message from Kay Murray. She said basically, we've adopted all these different teams to cover the different levels of the game, and we hadn't adopted a Champions League team.
So she wants us to do Real Madrid.
I know.
Can't we do Barcelona just to piss her off a little bit? Come on, let's do that.
That would be very easy, wouldn't it? But no, Kay's gonna be our Real Madrid correspondent throughout the Champions League.
Cool.
I think we'll have some video from her later this week, so you can check that out on the website. We are officially now following Real Madrid in the Champions League. I know Dan supports Arsenal, but you know, if Real Madrid and Arsenal meet, then
I'd like to follow Spurs, just because it's going to be funny.
We lost the foe, he's gone. Crouch is a bit dodgy with his problems with his lady friends.
Yeah, plural was that. Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting season in Champions League. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am actually looking forward, as much as I think it's going to be quite funny, the Spurs fans getting so excited, as they will. I've got one of them on the website this afternoon, I think, doing an article.
Yes, yeah, they're not going up there today.
It is going to be very interesting. They're playing away at Wolfsburg, I think, tomorrow night, aren't they? Tuesday night. I'm pretty sure.
Werder Bremen.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to be watching that game rather than normally Man U Rangers would get my attention, but I'm going to be watching the Spurs. Yeah. I think
Real Madrid and my side and the Pubcast side this season. So Ferdinand, if you're listening, A, get well soon. B, you're supporting Real Madrid, son, not Arsenal.
By the way, if you listen to this podcast, old Jim Staples here looks like Ollie Mers. I don't know if it's been mentioned before, but hats off to you. He's done well in the charts this week. I think number 8 or something silly.
Thank you very much.
Nice song.
I thought it was number 1.
Were you?
Yeah, I'm sure he was at number 1.
In the heart,
alright. Don't get touchy with it.
If we're going to do lookalikes, then we've got Peter Kay tomorrow.
But check it in on Facebook, you'll see what I mean.
Someone said it was Jason Manford.
They don't have to go on Facebook, they can look on the website. We've got pictures of us on the website.
Yeah.
You need to do your homework, Sheridan. Then look, he's come down to the pub. He doesn't even know that we've got our own website.
I've had it as a friend.
Yeah, you bet. I've gone past and he's been looking at the website, so I know he's not lying there. So, all right, so Watford and Liverpool, how does that work?
Watford, they've been very unlucky. They were down 1-0.
What, this week?
Came back.
2-2, was it?
Alright, that's for the punchline.
got there before.
Crikey. So, come back 2-1 winning. 93rd minute.
It's bad news.
Again, that's three times this season already now.
What, in the last minute?
Drew or lost in the last minute.
Lost points.
Yep.
Nightmare. And then your boys yesterday, oh, bloody hell, nearly sent me to sleep on Sunday.
I only heard a bit on the radio about Liverpool, and I heard about
it. Wasn't great, mate.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great at all.
And Mr. Redknapp weren't too impressed with Torres. I've got some quotes here from today's Daily Mirror.
I've got a quote for you in terms of strikers afterwards as well.
Back page story, Redknapp. Who seems to have developed a real mood in the last 3 weeks. He was arguing with Richard Keys during the England International the other day in Switzerland. I don't know what was wrong with him. Someone's taken the jam out of his donut. He's not a happy boy. Now he's having a go about Torres. About, was it 4 games into the season?
Yeah.
5 games in?
He's got a lovely house in Sandbanks, though.
Has he really? I'm sure he does. Fans will suffer to a certain extent when you give the ball away, he said, but they won't suffer a lack of effort. Out there for 45 minutes today, he's been terrible. He hasn't got hold of the ball, he has chased, he's got frustrated, he could have been booked, he's been diabolical. And he goes on and says, I'm his biggest fan. And of course you have to give Johnson and Dan credit, presumably for marking him out of the game, but he's shown no appetite for the game. So he's had a real go, and he's then come out and said it's completely unrealistic to think Liverpool can win the title.
He looks good though, doesn't he? He looks good while he's saying it, so I'll let him off. Love you, Jamie.
With unfeasibly tight trousers normally as well.
It's like all strikers, look at the World Cup, and all the top strikers didn't score.
No.
Until the last game.
It was only David Villa, really.
Yeah, he really showed anything. And the rest of them, nothing.
Forlan.
Rooney.
Forlan.
Forlan wasn't considered one of the world's top strikers going in, though, was he? He was always a good striker.
He's always been the best world's best striker to me. Honestly.
Forlan.
Talking of which, well, obviously not. I was told this yesterday that Holloway made a quote after the Newcastle versus Blackpool game that Andy Carroll is the best forward in the Premiership. Now, I know Holloway loves his outlandish quotes, but can he actually say Drogba? Yeah, Drogba, Torres, DJ Campbell. They're all better than Andy.
Well, he signed DJ Campbell, so problem solved.
Did you see his goal though?
He had a good game.
Absolutely.
Dudley Campbell is.
Yeah, I bet he gets a bit of stick.
That's why he calls himself DJ.
And the other thing from the Premiership this week, Gyan scores. Big friend of the show.
Yeah, Asamoah Gyan.
Yeah, we like him.
And he did some strange dancing.
He did his dance and he didn't cry, which is always good as well.
Can you do a podcast dance? Have your own little routine?
How about, like, doesn't work Egyptian? Too well in audio, though, does it? Really?
No, get on the table, Jim.
But you would know then, wouldn't you? When you're doing your old dance and their celebration. What about old Flatley?
There you go.
Flatley dance.
What are you even talking about?
When they go on celebration, the players who listen to this.
You ask them about Watford. He ends up talking about Michael Bloody Flatley.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so you've explained why Watford.
Why Watford and Liverpool? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Watford is where I'm from.
Right, so why Liverpool as well?
When I was a kid back in the 80s, Liverpool won a lot.
I'm honest.
Fair enough.
I'm honest. Yeah, okay.
Mind you, Watford didn't do too bad in the early 80s either, did they?
Graham Taylor.
Yeah, but I was a bit too young then.
Just a glory.
Late 80s.
Elton John,
yeah, still does well. Done another concert this year, raised more money for the stadium.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He starts every tour there.
Jill's nearly had the same thing with that massive fat bloke. What was
Rick
his name?
Waller.
Rick Waller. Yeah, he didn't feel that. Well, he could have filled the ground out, but I meant fill the ground out with other people. He's never done a concert.
Melon and pies that day.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't beat
lasagna
pie. Lasagna pie.
Rick Waller on the face of lasagna pie.
We aren't the best blessed when it comes to celebrity.
Incidentally,
fans.
Something's just popped into my head. Goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Someone at the weekend we had no gloves. On a Sunday for a kickabout of goal, what could you wear as a goalkeeper in terms of gloves? What would they let you get away with?
Gardening gloves, maybe.
Well, this is right. Someone in the pub on Saturday night said gardening gloves.
You have to wear gloves,
like marigolds. No, you don't have to wear gloves.
Biker gloves, big old gauntlets.
You mean how wide can they be?
What could you get away with?
Like the foam hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
but what could you get away with? Marigolds. My mate was like, marigolds do a job. I was like, what? But they don't offer any protection. He's like, yeah, but like they'd be right near, like moulded to your hands. You'd have really good, like, it'd be like
they'd
going
probably
in
grip the ball quite
exactly.
Well, especially in dry conditions.
Yeah, they probably would. Yeah. But I was wondering what you can get away with. If there's any referees out there, email us in. Let us know.
If any goalkeepers out there have worn ridiculous attire during football matches, let us know.
I wore a Russian hat once on a Sunday league game. I did it for Banner. I came on the pitch with a Russian hat, and the referee was like, "You can wear that if you want." I was like, "What?" He went, "You can wear it as long as it doesn't interfere with anyone else or play. So you can't head in the ball because if it comes off the hat, it's interfering.
Yeah.
But you can wear you can wear a hat."
Oh, well, another one for you then. What about goalkeeper's equipment? Yeah, like shirts and trousers. Yeah. Why can't they have webbed?
Yes.
So web material.
Yes.
And then when they dive out,
just a massive net.
Yeah, massive. You know, that's a huge, big like parachute.
Like one of those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park that flares up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Big old.
Where are they going to stop it? I want someone to try it. Some goalkeepers are mental. One of them might give it a go.
Right. Okay. Let's crack on to our first 11. We received an email at banter@footballpodcast.co.uk asking us to do a free transfers 11. This is from the best available players who you can actually go out and get on a free transfer now.
I love things like this. It just reminds me of Championship Manager.
Yeah, so these
scouting the players because you've got no money as a transfer budget. Yeah, Bury or Wrexham, wherever you've bloody started as. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I've got a team.
You've got a team.
I've picked 1 to 11 in position.
Go on, then. You tell us your team, and me and Jimmy will tell you what we think.
All right, in goal we've got Lenny Pidgey.
Crap.
Lenny Pidgey's a decent goalie. You should have seen what else I had to choose from, right? He was all right. He's a decent goalkeeper.
What other goalkeepers could you have chosen?
There was the other one who I nearly picked was Nick Colgan. Decent player.
Things with a goalkeeper, I'll just get one out of retirement.
Grubbler.
Yeah. Might be going a bit too far.
Friend of Jim's
Pressman. Yeah, Pressman now. He's massive.
He's only just stopped playing.
Big Jim's still going.
Neville South will play for a long, long time. In fact, I think Neville South will play for Hastings. I'll look that up. I'm going to write that down to look that up. But yeah, goalkeepers can go on for bloody ever. Mm. You don't need Lenny Pidgey. We'll get someone else in. So, alright, Lenny Pidgey, I'll give you that.
Right, okay, at the back, we've got Liam Rossini. England under 21 international. Liam Rossini is available on a free transfer.
You think his dad had just dropped that in? His dad does the Football League show, doesn't he? Yeah. Crap defensive work.
Poor work from the right back there. I do know someone who can get
it. Where was he? Was at Spurs?
He was
Fulham.
At Reading.
Was he at Fulham as well?
He was at Fulham, then he went to Reading, and he's currently available. I think he's still... I don't think he's still at Reading. Some of them are still at their clubs, but they're available because they're basically out of contract. So,
okay.
Centre-half, Jaden Merritt, a man that you probably know.
There you
not
go.
Not a bad defender. Played in the World Cup.
He's all right.
Just played in the World Cup.
Yeah, just played, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's available on a free... Chris Perry, who Gillingham very nearly signed a few weeks back.
Yeah.
He played in League One for Southampton for a lot of last year. He had a decent side.
Was he at Spurs as well? Did he go Spurs?
He was at Spurs a while back, but more recently he was at Luton Town.
Okay.
And then Luton Town had all their financial issues. Left back Kerry Gilbert, young Arsenal lad. Now he's a decent little player. I've seen him play right midfield, and he was on Soccer AM asking for a contract from someone. Keith Gillespie.
Yeah.
He'd still do a job.
Gavin
Mahn, another ex-Watford man.
Mm-hmm.
He's available on a free, set midfield. Right, so alongside Gavin Mahn, we've got Brian Hughes, who's played for a lot of teams in sort of championship.
Yeah, I like Brian Hughes.
Solid player. He's mid-30s now. Andy Robinson on the left wing.
Swansea.
Yeah, good little scouse winger.
God, it's your forwards I'm interested in.
Darius Vassell.
Oh, he went to Turkey. They
has
loved
no
him.
Club at the moment, and neither does Jeremy Aliadier.
Well, going both back to
Aliadier.
Both of them are available. They don't have clubs. Vassell last played in the Turkish league.
They didn't pay him, did they?
And he left because he wasn't getting paid, I think. So that's my 11. Pidgey, Rossini, Demerit, Perry, Gilbert, Gillespie, Mahn, Hughes, Robinson, Vassell, Aliadier. That's not a bad lineup. I mean, that, you know.
It's League One, isn't it?
League Two, maybe.
Yeah,
there's gaps, but yeah, that's not a bad 11. So thanks to whoever it was who sent that message in. So there's your team, and we'll put that on the website somewhere.
Cool. Right. What's the game of the week then? Prediction.
Game of the week is Man United versus Liverpool.
Jimmy, guest predictor.
You are a guest predictor.
It's the first time we've ever had the guest in the pub with us, isn't it?
I'm your stalemate.
Really?
Okay. Old Trafford. Mm-hmm. No Rooney because he's trying to sort his missus out. So
his missus out.
I think that's the problem. He hasn't been sorting his missus out.
He's been sorting everyone else out.
We can say that because it's been proved. And yeah. Fine.
Nil.
Leave that in.
0-0.
It'll be a boring goal.
I think 3-1
United.
No chance.
Wasn't impressed at Liverpool, mate. Send me to sleep.
It won't be.
I think it's always a tight game between these two. Man, you aren't
Fletcher.
Well.
He's had a bit of wobbler.
Mm.
I'm going for 1-1 draw.
Okay.
1-1 draw.
If any one person scores, Sod's law will be Owen.
He won't play though, will he?
Yeah, but he will.
Apparently he's going Villa. Julio's going to get him in. That's really? What I've made up.
Do you know Julio's on £8 million over 3 years?
It's fine.
It's nuts. It's fine.
Right. Looks like Napoleon. Let him go.
He does look like Napoleon. Right, class and arse. It's your turn this week, Jim.
It's my turn.
It is.
Yeah. Arse? Okay, I know what my arse is. Hastings going out of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Because of the revenue that they're missing out on and how much it means to a smaller team like Hastings.
Yeah.
They will be alright, but with a decent cup run, that could spur them on, get them promoted.
Financial security.
When you're talking about a few thousand pounds down in that league, that means a hell of a lot. It is actually good that there's that money floating about. So that's me arse. Class, I know what it is. When I got back from playing football on Saturday, I sat down and I had it on a low volume, a Burnley v Preston game.
What a game.
Absolute stormer. 3-1, Preston were 3-1 up with what, 10-15 minutes remaining. Got a man sent off for nothing because he diddled around with a throw.
That ref had no patience with him at all.
Absolute carnage. And they ended up losing 4-3. It's just one of those games. You know, sometimes you watch football, and when it went 3-3, I said to my dad, like, they're going to get another. Yeah. They're going to get another.
You could see it happening, can't you?
And I just, when it went in, I was just like, I bloody love football.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get those moments if you're just like, it is bloody brilliant. And you're like, I wonder if he's watching this. I wonder if my mate's watching it. Yeah. It was just
when you start texting, are you watching this?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like the Man U Everton game. They came back, didn't they?
Yeah.
3-1
was down,
back to 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, right, so comebacks. That was a really good game.
Late goals and comebacks.
Maybe
and just,
we'll talk about it.
Just knowing football. Yeah, that's the next show. Yeah. Best comebacks of all time. Football. Just football is my class of the week.
Excellent. Right.
There you go.
And
easy.
Get in touch with us. Send us your audio messages. Email banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Check the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. That's us done for this week. We'll speak to you again next week.